This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rain now in the CBD, and you might have some where you're driving. Headlights got to be on if you got the wipers on. And again, please, no flashers, because people are texting that in, and that's a pet peeve. And for doggone sure, stay off the phone. That's not going to help anything. Rain should be over with come 11 o'clock or so, and then highs of 64, so cloudy cool for the parade tonight. And then tomorrow, as we get into Mardi Gras, 70 degrees for a high tomorrow, 72 on Wednesday. I'm not saying anything about rain because there's no mention of rain. Cloudy, high of 73 on Thursday. More sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs of 68, 71, and 72 respectively. Then we get to Lundi Gras. Cloudy, highs of 74. And Mardi Gras Day, as it stands now, they're saying a 30 to 40% chance for showers. Highs in the mid-70s. But there's still a lot of time, so we'll have to see. Anna Nguyen joins us now, External Affairs Manager for New Orleans Office of Resilience and Sustainability, to talk about Recycle That. How you doing, Anna?
Good morning, Tommy. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras to you, too. Tell me about Recycle That. What's all that about?
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about Recycle That. This is actually the third year that we have this partnership between the city, New Orleans and Company, Glass Half Full, and Grounds Crew, as well as dozens of other partners, to work towards making Mardi Gras more sustainable. We started with just a few recycling hubs, collecting beads, glass, cans, the first 2 years, and we really started to expand now into plastics. This year, we're really excited. We've got 8 recycling hubs along the route during the daytime parades. Since Sunday was canceled, we're actually going to be running our hubs on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be running again Saturday and Sunday during the day. But we are excited about not only the amount of expansion that we're able to do, we've also been recycling glass at 15 different bars. We're calling it the Mardi Bar Wars. So far, we've recycled 14,000 pounds of glass in just the first 2 weeks. And this year, we're actually offering what we're calling recycling rewards. So not only can you drop off beads and glass and cans at the stations, you actually can enter a daily sweepstakes rewards prize. So we've got things from, you know, tickets to Galactic during Jazz Fest to a 2-night stay at the Chloe to Jazz Fest tickets. And it goes down to even, getting gift cards to Stein's or Zazu's or even, getting some Porgy's restaurant gift cards. So we're really excited about all the different partnerships and the donations that we've gotten to make this program even bigger than last year.
Seems like the companies are embracing it. What about the crews themselves?
Yeah, so we are definitely seeing this trickle-down effect, right? So over the last 3 years, we've been running this operation, and we've slowly started seeing crews shift more and more towards more sustainable throws. Yeah, this year was the first year that Crew of Ferret went completely sustainable. They had no plastic beads at all. So you might have caught in some really cool glass beads. I got some cool wood beads. And then some sustainable things like backpacks. Like I know this year I caught a backpack from the crew of Cleopatra that it's going to be my new Mardi Gras backpack that I'm excited about. Even the crew of Hermes and crew of Rex, they have packages now that they're offering to their riders to throw out red beans or jambalaya or coffee. So it's really exciting to see the trickle-down effect that we're seeing with crews and parade goers.
Yeah, I don't mean to make you Arthur Hardy or anything here, Anna, but do you even know how we got started with beads?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that it started around the 60s, and it just kind of grew and grew, especially as imports from other countries were just much cheaper for producing the beads. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, beads have never always been a part of the equation when it comes to Mardi Gras. You know, just like you and I, we're from New Orleans, born and raised, and we know that Mardi Gras is more about the celebration of coming together and having a good time. And so, you know, we want to sustain that for years to come through Recycle That. We just want to make sure that people are thinking about the ways that they produce waste or the ways that they divert waste throughout the season as well.
I've been here all my life, and I never even thought about that before. Next time we have Arthur Hardy on, I'm going to ask him that. How do we get started throwing beads? Because why not? Why not throw something you can use? We'll talk more about sustainable throws and recycling when we come back with Anna Nguyen, External Affairs Manager for New Orleans Office of Resilience and Sustainability. Y'all can text me at 504-260-1870. What do you do with all of the stuff that you catch? Do you just throw it away? That's a lot of plastic. And one other very practical part of this is getting it off the streets and keeping it out of the drains. And we'll talk more about that with Anna Nguyen, External Affairs Manager for New Orleans Office of Resilience and Sustainability. When we come back, 851 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 8:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Anna Nguyen, External Affairs Manager for New Orleans Office of Resilience and Sustainability. I'm getting a text here, Anna, from people talking about plastic recycling, and plastic recycling is extremely complicated, and if it were only as easy as glass. But the important part of this is keeping them out of the storm drains, correct?
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we keep plastic beads, trash out of the storm drains, because when it's raining like it is today, it can oftentimes clog the storm drain and prevent it from, or actually cause the streets to drain to flood a lot more than it would if we didn't have that trash there. And so, you know, during the 10, 11 days we have of Carnival, just along the uptown route, over 2 million pounds of waste goes to landfill from just the route, which is crazy to think about, because that's beads, that's trash, that's cans, that's plastic. And so, you know, we are very familiar that plastic is a complicated thing to recycle. So we actually have this really cool sorting station that we're calling Recycle World at Louisiana and St. Charles. And if you're in the area, I highly encourage you to go check it out. It's this very large sorting station where, you know, we just want to make sure people are recycling. So you'll see along the routes these little X frames with green bags that have both aluminum can and plastic bottle recycling. So what we do is we actually take those bags, we bring it to Louisiana and St. Charles, and we'll sort through the plastics for you. So we want to make this as easy as possible for everyone to recycle during Mardi Gras, which is why we've set up these operations so that, you know, not only are we showing people what we're doing, but we're also engaging parade goers, crews, everyone who wants to partake in Mardi Gras.
Do you have a website, Anna, where people can go and find out all about this?
Absolutely. It's recyclethat.org. You can go check it out. It's like Who Dat, but Recycle That.
I think it's a great idea. As I've grown older, I've just gotten a hate waste of any type of variety. So congratulations on what you're doing. I hope the crews embrace it. And why not throw something you can use, right? Like St. Patrick's Day, throw cabbage, throw even soap or ramen noodles. Thank you. Have a great week. Have Mardi Gras. We'll be back.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.